Amen.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, hello. We just thank God for this day. We are on the radio live from Atlanta and San Diego. Boy, I tell you, it's been an awesome week. I mean, God has truly been using you, me, and every last one of us, and we give God the glory. We are here at the Preparation Room this Saturday, a day before Christmas. Good Friday was Resurrection Day, and today we got one more day before the day comes that his son, Jesus, was risen from the dead. So first of all, we just want to give God the glory, and we thank him for this time, and we just plead the blood of Jesus over everybody on this line, and we plead the blood of Jesus over Bill, Grow, and Enjoy, and also the Preparation Room. We thank God that we're here to represent his sons and daughters for the kingdom. First of all, we just want to just go on, and we have a scripture. We always want to give God the glory. Yeah, we have a scripture by Annette Everett. Annette Everett, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. I want you to go to the NIV version of Proverbs 22:6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. And also Proverbs 13:1 through 4. A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of his lips a man enjoys good things, but the unfaithful have a craving for violence. He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. That is the word of God, and it is blessed.
Amen. Amen. That was awesome, Minister Everett. We just thank God for that word. We have some mighty men of God on the line and other callers on the line, and this is just really going to be a start, the beginning of what God is doing in our life. So I'm just excited. We thank God for Bill Growing and Joy being available for us live from San Diego. I know the weather is beautiful there, but it's just blessed. It's so crispy and clean here, and we're just excited about what God is doing and letting us be in the midst. And I just decree that the Spirit of God come upon this radio station right now as we're going forth in the preparation room, and I decree that the Holy Spirit will come upon us, and we will help make a difference and prepare the way for the Lord. We have some callers that kept calling in, and we just want to introduce one of them. He's a mighty man of God. He's from the ATL. His name is Minister Gant. And we just want to thank you, Minister Gant, for coming in. And can you just come aboard and share a little bit about what you do in Atlanta and what you represent at the Preparation Room?
Yes. How you doing, everyone? Reverend Lionel Gant, I'm with the Cobb County SCLC, and I'm heading up our Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign. And what we basically do, we go into the probation systems and we teach classes, a 12-step class that's called the fourth day, meaning that, you know, Jesus grows up on the third day, and we begin a new life on the fourth day. And it's had great effect in the probation system. And then we went into the communities and we went into the churches duplicating the same thing. And what happened is that 65% of those that completed our class in the probation system, they didn't repeat back in the system.
Amen. 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 Can you tell us a little bit how we could get in touch with someone or about if they have a child or if they have a brother or a sister to come aboard to be part of this or to have their child be restructured through this program that you have. Can you give us a little impact on how we could get in touch with you?
Yes, well, we are the SCLC, so we are the Carr County chapter of the SCLC, so it's very easy to get in contact with us. They have web pages set up everywhere. They have the contact information everywhere, but we also have a nonprofit organization that's called Iron Sharpen Iron, that is a reentry program that provide housing and for those that are returning from the prison system, and that's another large part of what we do over at the SCLC.
Okay, is there a phone number or an email address where we could keep in touch with you, or where we could get in touch with you at? Can you let the nation know exactly the phone number, the email address, or whatever, in case they want to get involved with this, or get your child in it? Is there an email address that you have available for us?
Yes, on our Facebook page, if they go to the SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration page, they could list the information there, and we definitely get in touch with.
Okay.
Talitha, I'm sorry, I'm in here. I'm just kind of quiet. It's a pleasure to be on the preparation room today with the Stop Youth Violence. You know, as we all know, there's a lot that's going on throughout the different communities. And just welcome to all the leaders nationwide for coming on and speak on this piece. I know there's a lot that's going on in Atlanta. Reverend Lino, the SCLC, really, really reach out to the youth. And you guys see so much that's going on out in Atlanta. I know recently Pam was just telling me that there was a 9-year-old that got killed, yesterday or within this week. So could you give your feedback, Reverend Lionel, on what is going on with our youth to stop this youth violence as we do the kickoff of the national incentive to change, you know, our community and save our children?
Yes, that was also a shooting of a 3-year-old that a 19-year-old accidentally shot. That was a shooting of two young men in the parking lot. That was another shooting of a 9-year-old. And I remind people about the shooting of a 9-year-old girl that was in her house doing her homework, minding her own business, and two young men outside fighting, get into a gunplay, and the innocent girl was killed. There's a lot of that going on in our city streets every day, and it's time for us to put a stop to it. It's time for us to come outside of the church walls. It's time for us to come outside of our four walls of comfort and to get out here and to work with these people and to talk with these people to stop this violence.
Amen.
And Reverend, I'm sorry, Pam. And Reverend Lionel, you have a prayer visual, a crusade that you guys are doing on April 22nd as a part of this national kickoff of, you know, to Stop Youth Initiative. Can you talk a little more about that? And how can people come down and just come in prayer with you guys to, you know, help save our youth?
Amen. Yes, we're asking everyone to come out. We are primarily targeting all the churches in the Cobb County area. We're sending out information to the white churches, the black churches, those in Latin churches. We're sending out the information to all of the churches. And we're asking all of the churches to come outside their four walls, to come out together, and to join us on the 21st of April at 6 p.m. at Emmanuel Tabernacle Christian Church at 1588 Willie Drive in Marietta for a day of prayer and a day when each of the pastors and the civil rights leader will be able to speak out about stopping this violence and what we need to do to stop the violence. We have a 7-point plan that we want to put in play to stop the violence, and we want to duplicate that in all of the churches. So I don't think something like this has ever been done before where all the churches have come together, and I think we need to do this statewide and we need to do this nationwide.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely. And Pam, you know, we're very limited on time, and we have everyone, Connecticut's on the line also, and I think Baltimore is here too. So I don't mean to be so, you know, just kind of popping in so we can just pull it back.
Well,
Lionel,
I appreciate
that
it.
That way I can
really
give, you know, get some feedback from Reverend Lionel. Reverend Lionel, in one word, you know, due to the time constraint, and, you know, all your information is on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. You've been on the show before with me interviewing you on the FTLC, you know, so people know how to contact you. But in one word, what do you think, or just in one phrase, what do you think it can be, you know, helpful in starting this initiative to make the change with our youth throughout the community?
Accountability.
Mm-hmm. Amen. When you say accountability, this is Pamela. This is Pamela. What do you mean about the accountability? Can you make it more specifically about what do you mean? Is a biblical accountability? Do you mean like where it started at? Are you trying to say? And what I believe accountability means to me is it starts at home first.
It starts at home.
Okay.
You know, we got that big elephant in the living room. And we're looking at everything else and blaming everybody else, but we need to look
at
our own home and start from there.
Amen. But what do you think that we could do to help it start at home? What do you think that we could do to make it known that it started at home? Can you tell me what do you think that we could do to help the parents at home first? Should we pray? Should we teach? Should we guide? What do you think that we need to do to let them know instead of saying it's at home? We need to do a little bit more, but what do you think that we need to do to help the parents to start this at home first? And also, not even at home, what about school? We still need to get this in the school system, don't you think? I believe that we need to bring prayer back in the school system.
I agree with you there, but the main thing is we got to have prayer in the home first. We got to take it back. We got to take it back to the mother. Take it back to the father. We got to start this thing, you know, being accountable with our children from the start. You know, every one of those kids that's out there that's committing those home invasions. Every one of those young men that's out there doing the robbing, every one of those young men that's out there selling drugs, every one of those young girls that's out there selling their bodies out there and robbing.
Amen.
Food, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's son, that's somebody's nephew.
Amen.
That's somebody's cousin. What I'm asking us to do is to reach out to that one, reach out
Amen.
To that one that's in your family and begin to
yes.
minister to them, begin to teach them, begin to take some time
Ooh.
With them because 90% of the ones that are being incarcerated out there, they're being incarcerated because they're living below the poverty level, and it takes money to live in the United States. So we can save a lot of these children by just reaching
Amen.
Out to them and talking with
Amen.
Them. If you'll be surprised what can be accomplished if you just take the time to speak to one of our youth.
Yes, I love
okay, Pam,
it. I remember you.
Pam, I know where we're just running the time, and I know we'll get deep into it, but that's Atlanta, and, you know, Reverend Lionel, just stay open on the line. Pam is going to have open session. We have Los Angeles on the line, Pam, with Mr. Kingsley Jones calling in from Los Angeles, California, with ERI. Lionel, just stay on. We're going to have open session, and here is Mr. Kingsley Jones, Pam.
Hey, Mr. Kingsley
Hello.
Jones. I know, Galicia, you talked to him a little bit more than I did. So, Mr. Kingsley, welcome to the preparation room. How are you doing today?
I am indeed blessed, and it's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Oh, yeah, it is a blessing. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Well, the company's name is the Economic Research Institute for Behavioral Change. And the Economic Research Institute is it's a think tank where men and women come together to address issues that are impacting our community. But we don't concentrate. We're beyond just simply restating the issues. We concentrate on issue resolution. So we are indeed about the campaign on fighting poverty. We have a campaign called Curing the Poverty Disease. where mm-hmm. we do believe that poverty is a disease, and it's a disease much like AIDS or alcoholism or drug addiction or cancer. But it's not a disease of the pocketbook. It's a disease of the mind and a disease of the spirit. So what we do is we try to teach the principles of wealth building. We try to teach a language of prosperity. If I could say something just really quickly to address some of the conversation that was going on before, we need the tools. We need the tools that it takes to really become good stewards of the resources that have been entrusted to us. See, there's an equation. Econ, my background is in economics, and Econ 101, we learned that where supply intersects demand determines price. That's graphically on a graph. See, that's in the physical realm. In the spirit realm, where obedience intersects promise equals provision. Let me say that one more time. Where obedience intersects promise equals provision. See, we've been made a promise. We've been given a promise, and our obedience has to align with that promise before provision can take place. So when we understand the dynamics of the circular flow of money, when we understand that there is a law of reciprocity, that you give and you reap and you sow, these are all laws. And these laws are just as sure that if I took my ink pen and I dropped it from my hand, it's going to fall at a rate of 32 feet per second squared. That's the law of gravity. These laws apply to our life just like that law of gravity. It's real. It's tangible. Amen. You can see it, feel it, and touch it. So my point is that what we do is we teach the power of words. We teach that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And this is part of our youth. The problem that they have is that they don't understand the power of the tongue. Words are like food. Verbs are like vegetables, and nouns are like nuts. So we have to make sure that we speak, our children get what I call the RDA, the recommended daily allowance of nutritional speak. See, words should be not only nutritional, they should also be medicinal. So like aspirin and penicillin, words should soothe, they should comfort, they should heal. That's what's absent in our community. We're not speaking a nutritional word. See, there's a Rhema word and there's a Logos word. The Logos word is to be read and to study. But the Rhema word is a right now word. It's a healing word. You can't tell a baby that's crying for milk, you can't pat that baby on the back and say, "Don't cry, baby, I'm saving for your college education." See, that baby needs a right now word. It needs a Rhema word. Our young men right now need a Rhema word. We don't need to sit in judgment of them, but by the grace of God, there go I. See, we were that age at one time. And they're lost in some cases, and quite frankly, we're lost in other cases. So we need to make sure that we are giving them a good sound, not only direction and information, but our walk and our speak is in the same direction as our talk. So I'm trying to grow some young men. The words that we speak to our young children, our young men are going to grow to be kings, and the words that we speak to them, the food that we give them, will determine the kind of kings they become, whether they're Don Kings, Rodney Kings, or Martin Luther King. So what kind of king are you growing, and what kind of king do you serve? So with that being said, that's who I am. I'm Kingsley Jones.
Kingsley Jones, amen. That is just awesome. That is just awesome about the ministry that you have going on in L.A. Can you tell us a little bit how the people could get in touch with you? Or is there an email address?
My email address is Kingsley, KingsleyB as in boy, Jones, @yahoo.com. KingsleyBJones@yahoo.com. Also, you can contact me at area code 323-393-9791.
323-393-9791. Amen. Can you tell us about what is going on there in L.A. with all of our youth? It's so much violent. Tell us about the little girl and the two little girls. Did you hear about the two little girls that was in a fight?
Well, let me just share. Yeah, look. Share with you that first of all, violence is a product of poverty. see, that when you suffer from a disease, you start to have peripheral diseases. So this violence is an effect, if you will, of a core disease. And that core disease is a poverty of spirit, and it's a poverty of morality, and it's a poverty of spirituality. So we have to make sure that we, you know, heal our communities from the top down and from the inside out. But with that being said, yes, two young girls, they got into a fight, and fighting over a boy. And these young girls, when they should have been concentrating on books and the innocent things of life, they were fighting over the affections of some young man. And it's sad to say that that the girls scheduled a time that they were going to go after school and fight, and they did. And one girl was hit in the face and lost her life. I say that to say we're in a world where, you know, no longer are people just simply shouting angry words. You know, we're taking it above and beyond. We're at a time where our standard has become so low that substandard has become the standard. So we've got to change this dynamic, and it's going to come by being an example that character counts. And we know the fundamental building blocks of character are honesty, integrity, trustworthiness, and citizenship. These are things that we have to build in our youth.
Oh, my goodness.
Powerful, amen. Powerful. Well, just hang tight, Kingsley. We have, I'm going to take a quick break, Pam, just to kind of shift it over. Connecticut's been waiting, Baltimore's been waiting, so we can have time to open it up and conclude the show from there. I wish we could have did this longer, but we're going to get everybody to speak on this huge, huge issue that's arising in our community, and that's youth violence. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
All right, Pam, we are back, and we got, I think this is Connecticut on the line? Call a 577-3912 area code, 912 area code 5902. Is this Baltimore? I think that's Connecticut. Is that Connecticut or Baltimore, Pam? I know it's
Connecticut.
Connecticut 203. Okay, so this is 912. Okay, there you go, Pam.
Hello. 912. Hello, 912. Can you introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Miss Pamela.
Yes, yes.
One moment. Baltimore, Maryland, Bishop Savage.
Okay.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. God bless you today. How y'all doing down there?
We doing good. We have ATL, and we have Atlanta, and we have San Diego. Now we got Baltimore. Amen. We're glad for you to be part of the preparation room and build world.
We got to have a universal conversation today then.
Oh, yes. How you doing, Mr. Savage, Bishop Savage?
Well, as they say, I am blessed by the best.
Amen.
I've been listening to the program, the broadcast all morning, and it is very refreshing, very wonderful. Thank God for the focus of on the children. It just hit home. I am all eyes and ears because I think
this is
the focus and the root of where we need to be.
Amen.
So I'm highly impressed. God bless the last pastor who was on. I don't recall his names, but I enjoyed his comments and the things that were transpiring back and forth. It was just wonderful to hear.
Amen.
And, Yes, yeah, and there is an answer. Yes, yeah, no matter how dull or dark seems, think I was listening to the things that were happening. The young lady, young girl that was, amen, shot in her home, and the young men who received their fatalities. It's just everywhere, in every city, every town, and I'm sure that we all are aware of that.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your ministry, Bishop Savage, and what's going on in your community?
Yes, well, here in Baltimore, we are faced with the same problems, same challenges. Our first objective is to love God, obviously, but we are beginning to kind of dig down deep and come up with some solutions. I believe that everything in life starts from a foundation. And one of the things here in Baltimore, at least in this ministry that Bishop Savage is doing, is I believe that we can help youth by helping youth help themselves. And young people have to have something they believe in and they're involved in. You can give them many suggestions and guide them many ways, but they have to believe in what they're doing. I mean, you know, we definitely express our faith in God and our position in God, but also I believe, and I'm a firm believer, that they need to have faith in themselves. So several of the things that we are doing here is I have a group of young people who have created a gospel music school that will offer them to address the creative side of their lives. Because nothing is greater for a young person than self-expression. And they get to challenge themselves to not only play instruments, to write things, to do things, to just a general creative challenge, to shoot videos, to do all of those things that they believe that's making the world turn around. And then adjacent to that is that we have a institution here in Baltimore we call CPI, and CPI stands for the Christian Prosperity Institute. And we strongly emphasize to our young people entrepreneurship, the ability to go out here and take possession of your life and your future happen by your own efforts, will, and desire, whether it's in business or whatever area of expertise they pursue. We try to reach them in school and say, you know, let's make you an entrepreneur in what you're doing. And it's very good. It gives them a lot of hope. It gives them a foundation. It gives them something to work for. So in as much as there's negatives in it, there's positives in it when you can re-stimulate the value of confidence and faith in ourselves. Amen. So that's several of the things that we're doing in directly in the ministry.
Amen. Can you tell us a little bit of how we could get in touch with your ministry?
Yes. We just a flight and a phone call away. Yes, we can give you the number here at the ministry, 443-759-4631, any time of the day, hour, night, week, it doesn't matter. All you got to do is call that number. Someone is always here, always willing, amen, to direct whoever on the right path to get started.
Can you give us that number again a little slower, please?
Yes,
so the
yes,
listeners
ma'am.
Could write it down. What is that number?
443-759-3651.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the incidents that's happening there with our youth that's going on in Baltimore now?
Yes. Like I said, Baltimore, not much different from every urban city in our country is experiencing
going on for an hour.
The basic same problems. But there is a strong element of outreach confronting that here in Baltimore. Our churches and our pastors are convicted and convinced that, as the earlier pastor said, that we need to get outside of the walls. We're out there trying to recapture the attention of our young people. And once you get that attention, we're trying to come up as a community group of men and women of God.
You out there, you know what I'm saying?
To offer things that our young people can look forward to.
Well, you know, we just thank God that Baltimore is on top of things and stuff like that. I heard a lot of things that was going on in Baltimore, but I just thank God that Baltimore is just really on it. But we, as a nation, need to come together even more and help the parents be able, because so many parents' children have blood have been on those streets in the schools.
Yes,
I mean, so much that is going on, and I believe that we need to, like Minister Gann has said, start at home first. I believe, like the Bible said, honor your mother and your father, and your days will be longer. You know what I'm saying?
Ma'am.
We have to teach our children that, you know, and I believe that there's a spiritual warfare that's going on. I also believe that feral curse that need to be broken off our kids. So much is going on, and this is just the beginning of a stand that we need to walk, and we need to do, and we need to bring these churches together, and we need to come together and put more resources and training program. We need to get down with the government and stuff like that. We need to heal hearts, heal the parents, because these mothers are dying, and families are dying because of their kids being hurt. We need to get down with the government. We need to get on the police department. We need to just go out and save our children. Save our families.
Yes,
we really, truly need to do that.
Let me say a couple of things, and you're absolutely right. Here in Baltimore, I've connected with the major of our city. We have clergy personnel on staff that we can run as a liaison when we need to tap into that system to bring things into the community. I don't know if any other pastor wants to follow suit, but I am the type, I go to schools, I check homework, I talk to parents, I show up on the doorstep. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do. Let me give you an example, and I'm reiterating some positive examples because we both know that there are a lot of bad ones out there, and so that's what we are addressing. Now, I have a nine-member dance ministry of young ladies from anywhere from 11 to 16. If their grades aren't up a certain par, if their home life, if their communication and relationships are not at least balanced at home, then they don't get to experience this ministry. All of these young ladies, they are now, most of them are in high school. They've been together since they were young ladies, you know, 7 and 8 years old. Now they are a couple of years, some maybe 1 or 2 years away from graduation. And this is the truth, dear. They are all A students. They are all honor roll students. They are all looking forward to honorary situations where they're going to different colleges in the country and things like this. But mentoring them and guiding them through and pressuring them through to the level that they own took being built on the right foundation, which we know is God. So I'm very proud to be able to say that, and even for our young men. But here are some things that we can do as individuals, and you're absolutely right. I believe that a pastor is not only a shepherd, but he's a father, he's a parent. He has to wear all of those hats if he wants to see the success. And these successes is the voices and the arms that must begin to speak out along with us going out into our communities.
Well, you know, man of God, you are doing so much, and I know so many other people need to follow up with what you're doing, and we just thank God for the things that you are doing. And I know, you know, it's a big help to the family, but I know the time is running a little slowly. We're going to get back with you. We thank God for you.
Pam, if you have any, Bishop, hello, this is Kalithia. Pleasure to have you on Bill Grown and Joy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we have about 5 minutes, but is there any closing remarks? Because I want some closing remarks from Reverend Lionel out in Atlanta and also Kingsley Jones out in Los Angeles. Connecticut didn't come. I don't know what happened, Pam, but I guess we'll just
have him come on
later on at a part two. But what closing remarks do you have in this initiative nationwide that us as a community leaders should be taking to stop the youth violence throughout our community?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I anticipate is I am working with a nationwide association called Volunteers of America, very, very, very strong. It's an intermediate organization in every community, allowing people who have maybe been incarcerated, been in trouble, and been in other elements of the community to get back into the mainstream society. So our ministry has a weekly program with them. I'm in touch with the director of my area. We are trying to contact other pastors and people like-minded nationwide on a cooperative basis to come together. I'm willing to fly to any state, town, city, anywhere in America to help any pastor, any community, any church advocate the good of what we're trying to do. So that is my position on this is what I'm willing to do.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we greatly appreciate you. And just stay in. I'm sure Pam will be reaching out to you. Blessings to you and your ministry, and thank you for your feedback, and thank you for just, you know, what you're doing throughout your community out in Baltimore.
All right.
Well,
God bless
you. We thank you also, Kalithia, for letting us come on Bill Grow and Enjoy and sharing to the nation about what's going on in our community. We give God the glory for everything that he's doing. This is just the beginning. It's just going forth and letting God use us in a mighty way so we can save our children. Because I believe at the end of the time, we're going to be accountable for this. God has put this on our heart and our mind. So I just ask God to empower each and every one of you leaders to go forth as God had you to go forth and save our children. And we'll keep in touch, and maybe we could get something going again, and we can keep in touch with each other and start a nationwide thing with different people and to heal the land for our children that's dying. So that's the end of the Preparation Room sermon with Save Our Children. We thank you again, Kalithia, for letting us use your radio station, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You have some information on buildgrowandenjoy.com. You could listen to everything that went on, and we're sorry that we didn't get a chance to get any callers to come in to kind of speak, but maybe next time we'll just have a line open with the callers, the hurting people, hurting parents that children was lost in the street. But thanks again, Bill Grow and Enjoy, and everyone have a happy Easter, and keep God first in your life. And I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's on this phone, and I just decree that any weapon that tried to form against you, it shall not prosper, in every tongue that hath came against us is condemned, in Jesus' name, and be blessed. We love you all.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.